The Luminous 100, Edge Cultivation, by Amanuel Santa Anna. Luminous Prosperity, The Art of Non-Grasping, Edge Cultivation as Divine Play. Voice, Amanuel. Generated from the prompt, Edge Cultivation, Growing Toward Your Leading Edge Without Grasping.
Contents.
1. The Leading Edge, Understanding Your Natural Boundary. 2. Evolutionary Intelligence, The Hidden Mechanism of Growth. 3. Clearing Apertures, The Path to Effortless Growth. 4. Divine Play, Growth as a Dance with the Universe. 5. Complexity Science and Edge Cultivation, Aligning with Real Systems. 6. The Cosmic and the Ridiculous, Balancing Grandeur and Playfulness. 7. Practice, Cultivating Your Leading Edge Without Grasping. The Leading Edge, Understanding Your Natural Boundary. Tuning Fork. Haiku. Winter snow melts. A river hums its ancient song. Spring dances forward.
Profundquote.
The only way to make sense out of change is to plunge into it, move with it, and join the dance. Citation needed. Alan Watts. Parable. Kai and the Dance of the Ocean. There was once a surfer named Kai who sought the perfect wave, always pushing further into the deep. One morning, as he paddled out beyond his usual boundary, he noticed something strange. The waves here didn't just crash, they danced. They rose and fell in a rhythm that felt alive, almost playful. Kai hesitated, unsure if this was his limit or something deeper. He caught a wave, but instead of riding it to shore, he let himself be carried by its movement. The water guided him, turning and spinning as if inviting him to join its dance. He realized then that the leading edge wasn't about resistance or struggle. It was about surrendering to the play of the moment. When he returned to shore, his usual spot under the pier didn't feel the same. He knew now that the edge wasn't a line to cross but a space to inhabit, where the cosmic and the ridiculous met in divine play. Structure and technique. Practices that scale. Edge cultivation is not about forcing growth, but creating the conditions where it naturally emerges. Here are three practices that can be scaled from daily life to deeper integration over time. 1. The daily boundary check-in. Each evening, reflect on a moment when you felt at your leading edge. Was it challenging, playful, painful, or joyful? Notice how the body and mind respond without judging or grasping.
2. Non-grasping observation.
Practice observing thoughts, emotions, or experiences as if they are waves passing by. Instead of trying to hold on to them or push them away, simply note, this is a thought about X. It arises and passes. This trains the mind to be present with the edge without resistance. 3. Ritualized uncertainty. Once a week, choose an action that takes you slightly outside your comfort zone, something that feels uncertain or even ridiculous. It could be speaking in public, trying a new hobby, or simply walking a different route home. The goal isn't to succeed, but to notice the play of stepping into the unknown. These practices are not about mastery, but about alignment with the natural rhythm of growth. Luminous definition. Leading edge N. The dynamic boundary where your current capacity meets the unknown. It is not a fixed line, but a fluid space of potential where growth, play, and transformation intersect. To cultivate the leading edge is to learn to dance with this space rather than grasp at its promise. 3 appreciative questions. 1. Starting question. Where in your life have you felt most alive in the past year? What was happening at that moment? 2. Searing middle question, challenging. What if your greatest growth isn't about overcoming obstacles, but learning to play with them, even when they feel painful or ridiculous? 3. Closing question. How might you align your actions this week with the rhythm of your leading edge, rather than forcing it forward? The body, Lila as the dance of the leading edge. Lila is not a goal to achieve or a state to grasp. It is the very fabric of reality, the playful intelligence that moves through systems, from cells to galaxies. It is the third factor in emergent systems, the real mechanism behind what people call the law of attraction. Unlike the illusion of control or forced evolution, Lila is the spontaneous, self-organizing play that arises when apertures are cleared. What does this mean? Imagine a river carving its path through stone not by force, but by the natural rhythm of water, eroding here, depositing there, always moving toward balance. This is how Lila works. It moves through cleared apertures, spaces where resistance dissolves and flow becomes possible. Healing, insight, and growth are properties of reality that emerge when we stop trying to grasp them and instead align with their natural movement. Every tradition speaks to this truth in its own way, whether through the concept of Maya, illusion, in Hinduism, the Buddhist notion of non-attachment, or the scientific principles of self-organization and dissipative structures. But Lila is not just abstract. It is the lived experience of stepping into uncertainty with an open heart. It is the cosmic joke that laughs when we try to pin it down, and the ridiculous freedom that arises when we surrender to its rhythm. The leading edge is where this play becomes visible. It is the place before form, where the cosmic and the ridiculous are the same size. Here, evolutionary intelligence does not mean climbing a ladder of achievement, but learning to ride the waves of becoming, sometimes with grace, sometimes with clumsiness, but always with curiosity. This is why non-grasping is essential. When we try to control or force our growth, we miss the play. But when we learn to cultivate the leading edge without grasping at its outcome, we tap into Lila's intelligence. It is the art of moving toward what feels like your boundary, whether in work, relationships, or creativity, and then stepping back to observe how reality responds. This response is not always gentle. There will be pain, confusion, and moments that feel like failure. But these are not obstacles to overcome. They are invitations to play. The leading edge is where the cosmic and the ridiculous meet, and it is here that true transformation occurs, not through struggle, but through alignment with the natural flow of things. 7 7-second sentences. 1. The leading edge is not a line. It's a dance. 2. Lila whispers in moments of surrender, not struggle. 3. Growth without grasping is the art of non-doing. 4. Pain at the edge is not a sign to retreat. It's an invitation to play. 5. Every tradition mirrors what you already are, a player in divine intelligence. 6. Clearing apertures lets Lila move through you, not your ego. 7. The ridiculous and the cosmic meet at your boundary. Learn to waltz. 3. Exercises. 1. Accessible. The breath of the edge. Sit comfortably and bring attention to your breath. Notice the natural rhythm. Inhaling, exhaling. Now, imagine that each exhale is a release of resistance at your leading edge. Each inhale is an invitation to step slightly further into the unknown. Do this for 5 minutes daily, noting where in your life you feel most at the edge right now. 2. Deepening. The reflection pool. Find a quiet place where you can reflect, perhaps near water or simply sitting still. Hold a question in mind. Where am I resisting my own leading edge? Write down whatever comes without filtering for 10 minutes. Then, reread what you've written and ask, how might this resistance be an invitation to play? 3. Advanced. The ritual of surrender. Choose a situation where you've been trying to force growth or control the outcome, e.g., a project at work, a relationship. Create a small ritual, lighting a candle, holding a stone, or simply standing in nature, and say aloud, I surrender my need to grasp. I open to Lila's play. Observe what arises over the next week without judging it. This practice deepens trust in the intelligence of your leading edge. Citations.
Prigogine, E. Osteingesch, E. 1984.
Order out of chaos. Man's new dialogue with nature.
Maturana, H. et Varla, F. 1980.
Autopoiesis. The organization of living. Citation needed. The only way to make sense out of change is to plunge into it, move with it, and join the dance. Alan Watts. Citation needed. Claim about Lila being the third factor in emergent systems, requires verification or rephrasing. This chapter should stand alone as a complete exploration of the leading edge, while also fitting into the broader theme of the book. It balances rigor with warmth, offers practical techniques and exercises, and centers on the concept of Lila as divine play without preaching. The voice is architectural yet humane, pairing strong claims with humility. Citations are noted where needed, and the structure. Evolutionary intelligence, the hidden mechanism of growth. Tuning fork, haiku. Edge of the known, a whisper, a shift in shadows. Growth is silence.
Profond curte.
Evolution is not a ladder but a dance, a symphony of self-organizing systems where growth is not measured in steps but in harmonies. Emmanuel Santa Anna, citation needed. Verify or source this quote. Parable, the river's lesson. Once, there was a young willow sapling growing by the bank of a winding river. The river was not kind. Its currents sometimes uprooted small plants, and its floods carved paths where none existed before. Yet, the sapling did not resist. It bent with the current, its roots deepening into the silt, its branches reaching toward the sky. One day, an elder oak asked the willow, "Why do you not struggle against the river's whims?" The willow replied, "Because I am not trying to be something fixed. I am part of the dance. The river's song shapes me, and in turn, I shape it." Structure and technique. Three pillars of evolutionary intelligence. 1. Resonance mapping. Observe how you resonate with your environment without forcing alignment. Notice where your energy flows naturally and where it meets resistance. 2. Dissipative practice. Regularly dissolve fixed structures, beliefs, habits, or narratives that no longer serve you. This creates space for new patterns to emerge spontaneously. 3. Playful edgewalking. Engage with challenges as a game, exploring boundaries without attachment to outcomes. Growth happens at the edge, not in rigid control. Luminous definition. Luminous definition. Evolutionary intelligence. The innate capacity of living systems to self-organize, learn, and adapt through playful engagement with complexity. It is not a linear process, but an emergent dance of form and formlessness. 3 appreciative questions. 1. Start. What is an area in your life where you've experienced unexpected growth without force? 2. Middle. Searing how might you be unconsciously resisting the playful, evolutionary nature of your own growth right now. 3. End. If you approached a current challenge with full curiosity and no attachment to outcome, what might emerge? The body. Evolutionary intelligence as Lila. Evolutionary intelligence is not a thing you have. It is what you are, a dynamic interplay of perception and response that arises from the edges of your being. It is the way a river carves its path not by force, but by yielding to the stones in its way, or how a child learns not through instruction, but through play. This intelligence operates at the boundaries where order meets chaos, where old patterns dissolve and new ones form. It is not about grasping outcomes, but about allowing yourself to be shaped by the currents of reality. This is Lila, the divine play that underlies all growth. When you try to control or grasp, you resist this play. When you align with it, you grow effortlessly. In complexity science, this is seen in autopoiesis, self-creating systems, dissipative structures, patterns that emerge from chaos, and attractors, stable points toward which systems naturally gravitate. Citation needed. Define these terms if not clear. These are not abstract concepts, but the very mechanics of how life evolves. Healing, learning, and growth are properties of reality that move through cleared apertures, spaces where you do not cling or resist. To cultivate evolutionary intelligence is to learn how to swim in this water. It requires humility, recognizing that your leading edge is not a destination, but an ever-shifting boundary between what you know and what you don't. Pain arises when you grasp. Ease comes when you play at the edge, without attachment. Every tradition, from mysticism to modern science, reflects this truth in its own mirror. The work is clearing apertures, spaces where the cosmic and the ridiculous are the same size, where growth can be told as play. Align with real complexity science, self-organization, dissipative structures, autopoiesis, attractors, and you will see that evolutionary intelligence is not a tool but the very fabric of reality, citation needed, sources for complexity science concepts. 7 7-second sentences. 1. Growth is not climbing, it is dancing. 2. Evolutionary intelligence speaks in whispers, not commands. 3. The river does not force its path, it listens to the stone. 4. Lila is the space between your fingers when you open your hand. 5. Cleared apertures are the doorways through which reality heals itself. 6. You are not separate from the dance. You are one of its steps. 7. The leading edge is not a place, it is a verb. 3. Exercises. 1. Beginner. Resonance observation. Spend 5 minutes daily observing your environment without labeling or judging. Notice how you resonate with what's around you, like a tuning fork vibrating at the frequency of the world. Goal. Cultivate awareness without attachment. 2. Intermediate, dissipative journaling. Once weekly, write about a belief, habit, or structure in your life that no longer serves you. Then, write as if it's dissolving. Describe the sensation, the relief, and the space left behind. Goal. Practice dissolving fixed patterns to allow new ones to emerge. 3. Advanced, playful edgewalking. Choose a challenge or discomfort in your life. Approach it with full curiosity, as if it were a game with no stakes. Engage without attachment to outcome. Observe what emerges. Goal. Master non-grasping by treating growth as play. Citations. Citation needed. Verify or source the quote attributed to Emmanuel Santayana. Citation needed. Define and source terms like autopoiesis, dissipative structures, attractors, and complexity science. Okay, I need to write a chapter titled Evolutionary Intelligence, The Hidden Mechanism of Growth, for a book called The Art of Non-Grasping, Edge Cultivation as Divine Play. This chapter should be a standalone holon but also fit within the broader theme of the book. First, let's break down the structure based on the instructions. 1. Tuning fork, a haiku, and a profound quote. 2. Parable, a story that teaches without asserting.
3. Structure et technique, simple, universal practice.
4. Luminous definition, a gold box definition of a key term. 5. 3 appreciative questions, starting, searing middle, and ending questions. 6. The body, the actual teaching centered on Lila, divine play. 7. 7 7-second sentences, 7 aphorisms. 8. 3 exercises, building in strength over time. 9. Citations, real sources or placeholders for future citations. Let's tackle each section one by one. 1. Tuning fork. Haiku. I need something life-uplifting and related to evolutionary intelligence or divine play. Maybe something about growth or the interplay of elements.
Example.
Spring rain on stone. Cracks hum with hidden rivers. Stone becomes sky, but perhaps more aligned with evolution. Evolution's dance. Lightning in the DNA storm.
We learn to fly.
Profound quote.
The quote should be rigorous and architectural, something that sets the tone for evolutionary intelligence. Maybe from Santa Ana or related to complexity science.
Example.
Evolution is not a ladder but a dance, a symphony of self-organizing systems where growth is not measured in steps, but in harmonies. Emmanuel Santa Ana. If this isn't real, I'll need to find or mark for citation. But since Emmanuel Santa Ana seems fictional, based on the prompt, perhaps it's better to attribute it to a real thinker or mark citation needed. Alternative. Reality is not a fixed structure, but a dynamic dance of autopoiesis, where meaning emerges from the interplay of systems. Umberto Maturana. But the prompt mentions Emmanuel Santa Ana as a voice, so perhaps it's better to use him even, if it's fictional for this context. I'll note citation needed, if unsure. Final choice. Evolution is not a ladder, but a dance, a symphony of self-organizing systems where growth is not measured in steps, but in harmonies. Emmanuel Santa Anna, citation needed. Verify or source this quote. But since the prompt says, do not preach it, let it be the water everything swims in. Maybe the haiku should be more subtle. Revised haiku. Edge of the known. A whisper. A shift in shadows. Growth is silence.
Quote?
Perhaps something from complexity science or systems theory. Complex systems do not obey laws. They dance to the rhythm of emergence. Author unknown. Need citation. But since we're allowed to mark for citations, I'll proceed with that. 2. Parable. A story that carries the teaching without asserting it directly. Maybe about a tree or a river, symbols of growth and evolution. Example. The river's lesson. Once, there was a young willow sapling growing by the bank of a winding river. The river was not kind. Its currents sometimes uprooted small plants, and its floods carved paths where none existed before. Yet, the sapling did not resist. It bent with the current, its roots deepening into the silt, its branches reaching toward the sky. One day, an elder oak asked the willow, "Why do you not struggle against the river's winds?" The willow replied, "Because I am not trying to be something fixed. I am part of the dance. The river song shapes me, and in turn, I shape it." This story illustrates non-grasping growth, aligning with the book's theme.
3 structures et techniques.
Simple, universal practices that scale over time. Maybe something like observation, noticing patterns without labeling. Non-interference, allowing systems, internal or external, to self-organize. Playful engagement, approaching challenges with curiosity rather than rigid goals. But perhaps more concrete. Structure and technique, 3 pillars of evolutionary intelligence. 1. Resonance mapping. Observe how you resonate with your environment without forcing alignment. 2. Dissipative practice. Regularly dissolve fixed structures, beliefs, habits to allow new patterns to emerge. 3. Playful edgewalking. Engage with challenges as a game, exploring boundaries without attachment to outcomes. 4. Luminous definition. A gold box definition of a key term. The prompt mentions Lila, divine play, so perhaps define that or another key term like evolutionary intelligence. Example. Luminous definition. Evolutionary intelligence. The innate capacity of living systems to self-organize, learn, and adapt through playful engagement with complexity. It is not a linear process, but an emergent dance of form and formlessness. But since Lila is central, maybe define that. Luminous definition. Lila, divine play. The inherent, nonlinear dynamism of reality, where growth emerges through playful interaction with complexity, rather than through forced structuring or rigid goals. It is the water, in which all systems swim, the mechanism behind what appears as attraction or evolution. 5. 3 appreciative questions. Start. What is an area in your life where you've experienced unexpected growth without force? Middle. Searing how might you be unconsciously resisting the playful, evolutionary nature of your own growth right now? End. If you approached a current challenge with full curiosity and no attachment to outcome, what might emerge? 6. The body. Teaching centered on Lila. This is the core teaching section. It should explore evolutionary intelligence as the hidden mechanism behind growth, tied to Lila, divine play, and complexity science. Structure. Introduce evolutionary intelligence as a property of reality. Contrast it with linear, goal-oriented thinking. Link to complexity science, autopoiesis, dissipative structures, attractors. Emphasize non-grasping. Growth happens when you don't cling or force. Tie back to Lila as the playful, emergent aspect of this process.
Draft.
Evolutionary intelligence, the hidden mechanism. Evolutionary intelligence is not a thing you have. It is what you are, a dynamic interplay of perception and response that arises from the edges of your being. It is the way a river carves its path not by force, but by yielding to the stones in its way, or how a child learns not through instruction, but through play. This intelligence operates at the boundaries where order meets chaos, where old patterns dissolve and new ones form. It is not about grasping outcomes, but about allowing yourself to be shaped by the currents of reality. This is Lila, the divine play that underlies all growth. When you try to control or grasp, you resist this play. When you align with it, you grow effortlessly. In complexity science, this is seen in autopoiesis, self-creating systems, dissipative structures, patterns that emerge from chaos, and attractors, stable points toward which systems naturally gravitate. These are not abstract concepts, but the very mechanics of how life evolves. Healing, learning, and growth are properties of reality that move through cleared apertures, spaces where you do not cling or resist. To cultivate evolutionary intelligence is to learn how to swim in this water. It requires humility, recognizing that your leading edge is not a destination, but an ever-shifting boundary between what you know and what you don't. Pain arises when you grasp. Ease comes when you play at the edge, without attachment. 7 7-7-second sentences. 7 aphorisms, atoms of wisdom. 1. Growth is not climbing, it is dancing. 2. Evolutionary intelligence speaks in whispers, not commands. 3. The river does not force its path, it listens to the stone. 4. Lila is the space between your fingers when you open your hand. 5. Cleared apertures are the doorways through which reality heals itself. 6. You are not separate from the dance. You are one of its steps. 7. The leading edge is not a place, it is a verb. 8. 3 exercises. Building in strength over time. 1. Beginner. Resonance observation. Spend 5 minutes daily observing your environment without labeling or judging. Notice how you resonate with what's around you, like a tuning fork vibrating at the frequency of the world. Goal. Cultivate awareness without attachment. 2. Intermediate. Dissipative journaling. Once weekly, write about a belief, habit, or structure in your life that no longer serves you. Then, write as if it's dissolving. Describe the sensation, the relief, and the space left behind. Goal. Practice dissolving fixed patterns to allow new ones to emerge. 3. Advanced, playful edgewalking. Choose a challenge or discomfort in your life. Approach it with full curiosity, as if it were a game with no stakes. Engage without attachment to outcome. Observe what emerges.